producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is good, strong, solid, outperforming all the rest of them in many different ways. Help yourself to variety and conversation. Today's big stories. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here with me. Rich McFadden will join me later on. Jennifer went to a debate party last night. We're having a debate, and it lasted until well after midnight, apparently. So she would be, if she were awake in here, she wouldn't be worth much conversationally. So take us to news, Jennifer. She does a local L.A. radio program in the afternoon. And so they decided they would have a big party because why not party around politics? It's a political party. Did you watch last night? If you did, what do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can have your thoughts conversationally. Also posted it to Twitter. It's either Facebook or Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. In fact, Alan writes, was I the only person who was laughing during the debate? Was like a Family Guy parody of an old school sitcom. It even came with a cheesy audience response. I was well-intentioned last night, but got busy working on another project on the farm, and so I didn't even remember. And I was on the phone with Meredith for about an hour, and I didn't think about it then, and she would have normally watched it, but I think she was talking with a friend. So have we had enough already of this? Lindsay writes that social media comment. I'll be so glad when this is over. Well, it's the number one item on the countdown. We have a list, as usual, on Fridays and through the weekend at DougSteffen.com for you to peruse. So if you look at all of those items that are there, the first item is the presidential race. Do you agree with the editors at Talkers Magazine that it is the number one item from this past week? Let's listen to some of the sound, and you can get nauseous as you desire. The first thing that seemed to attract people's attention, as I've reviewed some of the sound in the last couple of hours, was Ben Carson with a simple question.
He this can't do it for the obvious reason, and he can't do it because he doesn't know how to tell the truth. Here. Other than that, I rest my case.
This is the typical thing he does. On any debate about policy,
one at a time,
he goes right for the outrage.
Governor Kasich, you have the floor.
I get a response to that.
You will have a response, but I promised Governor Kasich he could respond.
Can somebody attack me, please?
Okay, here. Whoa.
He's a nice man. I have a far different opinion of him than I did. I didn't have a negative opinion. I just didn't, and I still don't care for what I know of his social priorities and consciousness. But his attitude toward most of this has been positive, a gentleman beyond being a gentleman. And he and Trump seem to be actually becoming quite good friends. So anyway, that was Ben Carson. Will somebody please attack me? Ted Cruz, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, says Apple ought to abide by the court order. Here we go with that.
Yes, Apple should be forced to comply with this court order. Why? Because under the Fourth Amendment, a search and seizure is reasonable if it has judicial authorization and probable cause. In this instance, the order is not put a back door in everyone's cell phone. If that was the order, that order would be problematic because it would compromise security and safety for everyone. I would agree with Apple on that broad policy question, but on the question of unlocking this cell phone of a terrorist, we should enforce the court order and find out everyone that terrorist in San Bernardino talked to on the phone, texted with, emailed, and absolutely Apple doesn't have a right to defy a valid court order in a terrorism investigation.
Well, yeah, that's simplistic, and that pretty much is the way he is. Cruz is a simpleton in many different ways. Although what he just suggested sounds confusingly like the right answer, in the sense, one phone, open it up, give the FBI their information, and that's the end of it. But I'm not sure that's how the FBI wants it to go, and neither is anybody else.
It is interesting to me to hear like presidential candidates talking about this and saying, oh, you know, all they want is one phone, and Apple can do that, and you know, it won't have any other repercussions, and maybe it won't. But I have to say that I think I trust people in Silicon Valley and in tech industries more on tech subjects than I trust politicians.
Or the FBI, yeah. I think they have done nothing to prove their reliability or trustworthiness. I think you're right, Kara. Here's a comment about that, not about the debate, but about Apple and the FBI, from Paul, who writes on Facebook, "Privacy is essential to human freedom. The Constitution is clear, and it's quite distressing to see how openly the FBI is opposing clear constitutional mandates. The surveillance needs to be reined in, not accommodated." Amen to that, brother. Here's, if you vote for me, well, what do I say? Oh, you want to lose, vote for Cruz, attacking Donald Trump.
You know, what we're seeing with Donald is actually the pattern of Washington, the pattern of Washington dealmakers, which is they make promises, they break their words, and then when anyone calls them on it, they call you a liar. And so that's Donald's pattern over and over. And he said, for example, 7 months ago, this is Donald speaking, quote, "I, Donald Trump, was a member of the establishment. There's a reason Harry Reid thinks he's the best Republican up here. There's a reason Jimmy Carter said he would support Donald Trump over me, because he said Donald Trump is malleable, he has no fixed set of beliefs, whereas Ted Cruz is not malleable." And every time anyone points at Donald's actual record, what he said on national television, Donald yells liar. Let me tell you something. Falsely accusing someone of lying is itself a lie.
Okay, who's the biggest liar of them all? I think when it comes to dirty tricks, doesn't it come to mind that Mr. Cruz, Senator Cruz, pulled a fast one on Ben Carson?
No, he would never.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't.
Dude, that was a figment of my imagination. Okay, thank you, Kara, for reminding me. 14 past the hour, we hear from Marco Rubio in a moment here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese, served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases, or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $4.99 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus at least for a few more minutes on the GOP presidential debate last night. Let's see, what do we have? Another Kyle Lindsay said, I'll be so glad when this is over. Yeah, okay, I think I got to that one. Here's Marco Rubio with a focus on Donald Trump. Wow.
And the next president of the United States has to be someone that you can trust and believe in to appoint someone just as good as Scalia, plus there may be at least two other vacancies. So you ask Mr. Trump to respond and say that he would, and he says that he would, but the bottom line is if you look at his record over the last 25 or 30 years, on issue after issue, he has not been on our side. Now, if he's changed, we're always looking for converts into the conservative movement. But the bottom line is that you don't have a record there to look at and say, I feel at peace that when Donald Trump is president of the United States, he's going to be firmly on our side on these issues. In fact, very recently, he was still defending Planned Parenthood. He says he's not going to take sides in the Palestinians versus Israel. These are concerning things. And so, yes, I have a doubt about whether Donald Trump, if he becomes president, will replace Justice Scalia with someone just like Justice Scalia.
Really? Okay, well, let's talk about what Justice Scalia was about as the longest tenured justice on the court. Very prominent conservative. The quality of taking favors from people wasn't missed by Justice Scalia. My mother, I think, told me, don't speak ill of the dead. I don't think I'm speaking ill, but these are the facts. He was on a trip, and this trip was examined, the whys and wherefores of his trip and trips, which he did frequently, at least 258 paid for trips in the last 10 years. Last year alone, 24 privately funded trips to places like Hawaii, Ireland, Switzerland. The last trip that he took, the businessman who owned this place where he was visiting had a matter before the Supreme Court. Now, many of the other justices are frequent expense-paid travelers as well. Do you think that's kosher and good, like politicians? Same thing. What do you think of that as an issue of and by itself? All right, let's get to Donald from, let's go back to the debate here for a couple more minutes. Donald Trump says Ted Cruz doesn't stand a chance.
I'm beating him awfully badly in the polls.
But you're not beating Hillary. So you're not beating Hillary.
Well, then if I can't beat her, you're really going to get killed, aren't you?
All right. Let's see here. Trump says neither Cruz nor anybody else there can beat Hillary.
A poll just came out, a Bloomberg poll, where I am beating him so badly that it's like embarrassing even for me to say I'm beating him that badly. And here's the thing. It was sort of funny. 65% of the people don't like you. I just got 36% of the vote, right? I just got 46% on another one. I got 38% on another one. That means, and he got 20 and 22, and he lost in South Carolina so badly. That was going to be his stronghold. He said a year ago, oh, I can't lose South Carolina. I beat him in a landslide. Last week in Nevada, I beat him in a landslide. And he's saying about the polls. What other thing? Hillary Clinton, take a look at USA Today. Take a look at the Q poll. I beat her, and I beat her badly.
All right. He also says he got nothing to hide in his tax returns.
Mitt Romney looked like a fool when he delayed and delayed and delayed, and Harry Reid baited him so beautifully, and Mitt Romney didn't file his return until September 21st of 2012, about a month and a half before the election, and it cost him bigly. As far as my return, I want to file it, except for many years, I've been audited every year. 12 years or something like that. Every year they audit me. Nobody gets audited. I have friends that are very wealthy people. They never get audited. I get audited every year. I will absolutely give my return, but I'm being audited now for 2 or 3 years, so I can't do it until the audit is finished, obviously. And I think people would understand that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there was a little bit of a somewhat comical reason, depending on how you look at this, how serious you think this is at this point in time. Hopefully, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens on Tuesday. We know that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Wow.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we got 23. We got, you got, we all got, that's bad English. We have 23 minutes after the hour here on Good Day for Friday, February the 26th. Hello. So next week at this time, we'll be into the month of March, or as we say here in New England, match. Let's match on into a review of last night's interesting late-night show monologues. And so I looked down through the list here. I guess none of us are going to be shocked that all of the cuts that we have are monologuists, Conan O'Brien, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, all talking about Donald Trump. So, Kara, just play them one after the other, will you?
This is weird. It's been reported that Donald Trump, despite his anti-immigration stance, hired over 500 foreign workers at his Florida resort. Now, in fairness, the resort is called Hypocrisy Cove. White supremacist David Duke is urging his supporters to vote for Donald Trump. Not only that, Duke says he's really looking forward to the Oscars this Sunday.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump's campaign might be destroying marriages. Which is shocking, because up till now, all Trump was destroying was the Republican Party. Apparently, Trump has been causing husbands and wives to argue until they're orange in the face. One couple disagrees so strongly that they've instituted a rule. When Trump comes on the TV, they switch to National Geographic Channel. Because when you're married, turning off the TV is not an option.
CNN and Telemundo both carried tonight's debate, so questions were addressed either for Mr. Trump or para el Diablo.
Really?
Wow, right. Contain your laughter, Doug.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I'll move into daytime TV with someone I have great regard for, as you know, Steve Harvey. And his daytime talk program yesterday, he focused on a conversation with an audience member about the correct response to a boyfriend who sends nice notes every day.
I recently started dating this new guy, and a few weeks into the relationship, he started sending me sappy love quotes every morning. And I appreciate the cute things he, and the time it takes for him to send these things, But I feel like my responses never really measure up to his messages. I need to get in touch with my creative side, Steve, and I'm asking for your help to send some killer responses.
Just be cute. You ain't got to do nothing. What y'all stressing for? Just do what you're supposed to do. Go find them little faces on your phone and just hit the one with the face with the red cheeks and then the hearts and just send them a bunch of them.
All right. Wendy Williams on her daytime program answering an audience member's question about whether children should meet this lady's, their mother's, much younger boyfriend.
I'm 52. I'm dating this guy now for 7 months. He's 29. It's getting really serious. He wants to meet my kids, and I'm saying no.
And your kids are adults?
14 and 19.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not ready for that.
And how long have you been dating him?
7 months.
No, he's not meeting your kids, and so you have to explain that to him. Tell him no. The kids thing is very sensitive, and you can't do that, okay?
What now? How much? Well, she 40 what? 49? And her boyfriend was 24? Is that what she said?
I think she's 52 and he's 29.
Oh, well, much better then. Yes.
Big difference.
Yeah, right. Big difference. Okay. Let's see here. From the best of TV this past week, let's, Kara, play the X-Files wrap on the 6-episode reboot.
We're back with the discovery of something that's so shocking, you'll want to prepare yourself for the truth.
Tad O'Malley has been making claims. Alien DNA lurking in every American citizen. Put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Who sent you?
You set this in motion. Now you're going to put a stop to it.
Far too late for that, Fox.
Lines of communication are being cut. Systems are falling. It would now appear we go out with a deafening silence.
All right. Well, you're getting a lot more of that coming at you because it did so well. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, inequality in lifespan. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Life expectancy in the U.S. is 78 years. The difference between the 1% and the rest of us is 14 years. Yep, you heard me. A staggering 14 years. And the why? Not what you think. Not lack of health care. Not for the want of a doctor. So why do the rich live 14 years longer? Because people at the other end of the social scale smoke, are obese, and abuse prescription drugs. Not that the rich don't do these things, but the average Joe does them more. Here's the thing. Looking after yourself doesn't require money. DCOC advice? If you smoke, quit, stop now. Obese? Start with portion control. Addicted to pain meds? Wean yourself off slow but sure. It can be done. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $4.99 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Program with Doug Steffen and my friend Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden along in a bit. We had the honor of Jennifer Horn being a presenter at a big party in Los Angeles last night after the Trump-Rubio Cruz and whoever else was there debate or discussion or whatever you want to call it. Jeb Bush, I noticed yesterday, had a phone call with many of his big supporters apologizing to them for losing. That's what happens down on the farm. Many things as we come to the end of the week, including some of the best moments on television recap. We got a couple of them here for you now. We're going to spend some time with Uri Geller in a few minutes as well. I actually am not a big television watcher. Sometimes there are things that I find. I really like Downton Abbey. I like Blue Bloods. I like The Good Wife and Madam Secretary, shows like that. But I did happen to turn on the television. I didn't see the whole thing. TV special this week honoring David Burroughs, who was behind many of the biggest television shows of the last 25, 30 years. Taxi, Cheers, Will and Grace, and Friends. Matter of fact, 5 of the 6 cast members from Friends were on this show talking about how they used to watch the show together to help each other.
In the beginning, it was not a hard thing. We really just wanted to hang out with each other. We have to do this. We really just fell in love and adored each other instantly and would hang out at each other's houses and, you know, watch the show together. And
we did at the beginning. We watched.
You watched together.
At the beginning. Yeah, the first year.
Yeah, we would all sort of like watch each other's scenes you weren't in. You would watch and kind of like sit and kind of go trying to think of ideas for one another. But what if
you Yeah, it was real. Like,
everybody was real supportive of one another.
You gave each other notes?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, notes or suggestions. Not
right.
Like, hey,
yeah,
we asked for
right.
But that was also because Courtney started off saying, listen, y'all, I was on Seinfeld, and they all help each other. So just let's help each other.
That's kind of cool insight, isn't it, huh? to a show that is so popular. All those people that were on Friends. As a matter of fact, when you look at all of these shows, Taxi, Cheers, Will and Grace, other things that were directed by Burroughs. But Friends is probably the best example because they were getting paid, each of them, over $1 million. The last 4 years of the show, they were getting paid over $1 million each for each episode. And with reruns, they realize still for every rerun, every time there's a series sale to a new operator, like $100,000 per episode each year. So it's like forever. They don't have to work. But they are. Jennifer, they're all busy. Schwimmer's in that new, what television show is he in? Do you remember, Kara? There's Schwimmer's playing against type in, from Friends anyway. He's been in a few movies.
I think it's, what is it, Juice? He's in People versus OJ.
Oh!
I think.
Yeah,
I think
that's the one. Yeah.
I read something about him the other day.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Here from the Science Channel's NASA Unexplained Files this past week, aired a previously unheard piece of audio from the Apollo 10 mission where the astronauts heard something odd when they were on the dark side of the moon.
Do you hear that? They're whistling, sir.
Yeah, that was one of the great, I thought it was, one of the great things of the week in terms of audio. Some of the stuff that radio shows love to have, at least I find that I want to present to you a lot of great audio as well as a lot of great thinking. And so a couple of examples of good TV from the past week. A lot of folks are interested in the movies this week. Before we get to the Oscars, what's going on there, you'll find a new movie out tonight, 999, Kate Winslet playing a Russian-Israeli mob wife. That sounds pretty intriguing, don't you think? And then Gerard Butler is back in another one of those hacker slasher 300 type movies that he was in, what, about 10 years ago, called Gods of Egypt Look God Awful to Me.
You know, I went to the movies a couple weeks ago and I saw the trailer for this and I just can't believe that this is like, I know you
people
think that there's not really a. You don't really believe in the controversy with the Oscars and everything, but there have been so many Egyptian movies that have come out, and every single one of them has a white lead. This movie has two.
Well, that's a point.
It's just over and over again, and even if you don't think the race issue is a big thing, you know, you would think you would stop making these movies when people keep, you know, complaining about that.
Hello, people who live in Egypt
never learn.
And who are around at that time. And this really horrifies people. When you talk about Jesus, Jesus was not white, boys and girls. Jesus was a dark-skinned, big-nosed Jew from what is now Israel. He was not a white. You know, the pictures that I saw when I was in kindergarten, when I went to Sunday school as a kid, there's a white face and the long brown hair and that stuff. That's nonsense. He didn't look any more like that than he looked like me. So, anyway, and speaking of that, there is this ongoing foolishness with the Academy Awards. I look at it that way. Of course, there's people like Al Sharpton who are out there happy to make as much out of this as possible. Matter of fact, he's going to lead a demonstration in Hollywood on Sunday near the ceremony to protest the lack of diversity. What a bunch of crap. You know, if you look at it, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful at all, but if you look at the television shows, I saw and I'm trying to find the rundown of how many TV shows are either hosted by starring and doing well, featuring the black experience, the black lifestyle. Empire is a pretty good example. So when you look at the entire community, it may not be that it's quite as bad as people like Sharpton want you to think it is.
I think people just get angry about stupid stuff. Like I just said about this movie, where you have such an easy opportunity to, you know, hire someone who's black or darker skin to make it a more realistic movie.
So does that lend credibility to those who say that it's all white, that the movies could easily have cast somebody who's black in those roles and ought to have if they wanted to be authentic and accurate, because the people around at that time, whether it's Egypt, anywhere in the Middle East, the only reason that there are white people in Israel, for example, is because they migrated from Russia, Estonia, Eastern Europe. The families that are in Israel now from when the country was formed in 1948 that are white are not the original Jews that were living in that part of the world. The original Jews look like Jesus, look like Arabs, look like Muslims, because they're all Semites. They're all big-nosed, dark-skinned people. That's the way they look, because that's the way they are. The white people that are in Israel, and, well, Israel is what we're talking about here, are all refugees from the Second World War who got out in some way, shape, or form, and then they finally got themselves into their promised land. But come on. Al Sharpton and his foolishness, he set up what they call Race Row. And we had... up in New Hampshire, we have these talk radio rows where all the talk shows get together. Well, now Al's got a row that's going to be, I think, Hollywood and Vine is the closest that he's gone. I think it's Hollywood. Hollywood and Vine is where is on the beginning of the block that goes down to where the Oscars are. And the next block up is Highland, and I believe that's where he's having his protest, if I'm not mistaken. And by the way, our poll at DougStephan.com yesterday asking you what your pick was for Best Picture. Let's see, I didn't see this until just now. 13% said Mad Max. 12% said Bridge of Spies, which I find interesting. That was an excellent movie, by the way. 18% said The Martian. I picked The Martian. So Martian came out first. Mad Max came out second. Bridge of Spies third. Let's see here. The Big Short movie was fourth. Revenant fifth. Room sixth. I haven't seen any of these movies. 10% of you said that. So let's see how that shapes up as opposed to what the actual results are. We'll find out. And obviously, it'll be a conversation piece for Monday. This happens to be Friday, though. And because it is Friday, Uri Geller will join us next here on Good Day.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund toward something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk Wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45, with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Uri Geller joining us from some restaurant in Tel Aviv. Where the heck are you today?
Hey, I'm in a tiny, tiny kind of secret restaurant
where our past president, Ezra Weizman, was made president. And I'm here with a group that belong to a very famous rabbi called Rabbi Firer, who helps hundreds of thousands of people. If you Google, if you put Rabbi Firer, F-I-R-E-R, you'll be astounded what this one man does for humanity. So I've been invited, and this is in the end of Herzl Street. Herzl was one of the founders of Israel, Theodor Herzl. And everything is so surreal. I mean, we've been here now 4 months. And, you know, I'm meeting people from my past, and it just awakens, you know, memories of my upbringing here, and the army times, and the people I've met, the politicians, the singers, the actors, the bohemia of Israel. So we're just kind of absorbing everything in.
You know, it's great. Uri, for those of you, there are many fans of Uri here on this program. He's been on with me every week for 24, 25 years, and he and I have become great friends over the years. One of the things that perhaps some people know is that you moved from a beautiful spot in England, a little village called Sonning, to your roots in Tel Aviv in Israel. One of the things that's been a discussion topic here, there's a new movie out called The Gods of Egypt, and it's brought to the surface a conversation about white people playing the role of Egyptians. And as the conversation continued, I was talking about Jesus and other Jews and Muslims and the people who come, who are the natives, if you will, of your part of the world. For example, you and your family are Israelis, but you come from Eastern European roots. You don't come from Middle Eastern roots. And there's a difference. A lot of people, these roles that are being played, there's a controversy here about roles for black Americans, and this, yes. This the Gods of Egypt thing is a perfect example. If you really wanted to do it accurately, you would have cast a black actor to play the role that Gerard Butler is playing.
Yes. Well, look, Dougie, because I'm a religious man and I believe in God, I do believe that God created all humanity. Some say that humanity started in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria. But if you look at my background, although my mother is from Austria, related to Sigmund Freud, and my father Hungarian, of course we all came out of Egypt, where the Jewish race, we were slaves. And I do believe in the Bible. I do believe in the amazing miracles that happened through history. And we ended up in Middle Israel.
You grew up in that culture that was accepting of all. That's the problem right now. The problem that Israel has with the Palestinians isn't among the people. You know as well, you know better than I do, that when you, for example, walk through the old city of Jerusalem, the Christians, the Jews, and the Arabs are all working together. They have shops together, they leave together, many of them socialize together, the children go to school together, and the reality of the disruption that creates this tension between the Palestinians and the Israelis is political in nature, and I'm not sure that I believe, I don't know that you and I have had this conversation for a long time, that the people, if left to their own, wouldn't get along in the way that I just described.
We're moving through very tough times. Yesterday, a guard was murdered. He was butchered to death, or maybe he didn't die yet, but he's on the verge of dying. He was attacked by a Palestinian with a knife, and it's every day here. So walking in Jerusalem, you know, in those pathways towards or on Via Dolorosa, where Jesus Christ walked, is a pretty dangerous task. But overall, you can't feel it in the big cities. In Tel Aviv, everyone is out on the beach.
Yeah.
These are times that are crucial. Hopefully, there will be peace negotiation coming through. Everyone is trying to bring peace, but it's not an easy task.
Well, but what I was saying, in essence, that somebody like that Palestinian gets egged on by the Palestinian leadership or the Hamas people that have really, really corrupted the minds often of young children, kind of like Daesh. They get these five-year-old kids and six-year-old kids and mostly boys, and they indoctrinate them into this hatred that isn't part of where we all were collectively as grown-ups.
Yeah, it's called brainwashing. Unfortunately, the internet is contributing huge, huge amounts of negativity when we're with Twitters and Instagrams and Facebooks. It's very, very easy to influence others.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you've had a good impact on people, easily influencing them to be better. That's the motivating mind of Uri Geller, whose website is URIGELLER. You're on Good Day. Thanks, Uri.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Richard Schimmel, who is from BuzzFeed. We're going to dig around in that Apple motion to deny the FBI the ability to get into that computer, that iPhone. They say it's a way for them them being the FBI, to get into your iPhone. Meanwhile, another story. This has been something this week, Richard, that has caught a lot of attention as much as anything else. The Apple thing is number one for sure. Number two are the Daesh threats against Zuckerberg and Dorsey from Facebook and Twitter. Here's the background story.
The same day that Silicon Valley leaders are meeting in Washington, D.C. to talk about tech and terrorism, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey are the targets of a new video.
In this chilling new video, ISIS appears to be thumbing its nose at Silicon Valley with a clear message.
We're still out here. You know, we are a major player in this high-tech industry, too. And I think that's why they specifically targeted, Mark Zuckerberg and Dorsey.
Security analyst Jeff Harp, who spent years with the FBI and has spoken with these tech companies, calls ISIS's video, which the UK's Mirror posted online today, childish. In spite of Twitter and Facebook's recent efforts to get terrorist-related content off their platforms, ISIS seems to brag that it still has more than 10,000 Facebook accounts and more than 5,000 Twitter handles.
It's unfortunate. We got
the story behind the story there. Whether this is a big deal or not, I wouldn't want to be on that page. Would you, Richard?
Not at all. Not at all. They're a little upset that 125,000 accounts were pulled down, mm-hmm. and this is their way of trying to get back in words and video right now.
All right. The folks at Apple filing a motion to dismiss the government's request for helping to process the killer's iPhone from San Bernardino. You wonder who will win this. And when there was a conversation in the debate last night, I think it was Cruz or Rubio who said that if Apple would just open up this or cancel the part of it that shuts down the phone after 10 bad tries, then everybody would be happy. Are you buying that?
To a point, but the problem is this is going to take such a long time in the courts. I think the next hearing is scheduled for the middle of March. This needs to be done quickly if it's ever going to be done.
Well, if it's going to have any value. I notice a lot of trending posts, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Rob writes, as a software developer, it sounds to me like the government saying, because I write software A, I'm therefore required to write a law, required by law to write some other software B according to their specs. And if that doesn't work, it's going to have lead to C and then D until they're satisfied. Earl writes, trying to block FBI access to the data of a known terrorist who shot 30 people doesn't sound like the sound business strategy Apple seems to think it is. Jim writes, something to note that what the court is doing is forcing a business to create something that doesn't exist yet at their own expense. So if I were to put you in a room and say, all right, Richard, you're the person who decides this, how would you decide?
I would stay in the room with the Apple technicians and see if it could be done, quickly.
Do you have an opinion as to whether it can be done? Do you think what the government wants can be done?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hackers can do anything, and those technicians can do anything. They have hundreds and hundreds of technicians working on different aspects of the iPhone. One would have to really think hard to believe that they couldn't do it.
They're taking the approach of the First Amendment to protect themselves here. That's what they're going to court with. So let's see if that works out. I noticed, speaking of Facebook and Zuckerberg, this week they launched a video birthday message. You can have the option of using that. I don't pay that much attention to my Facebook accounts, but I'm sort of surprised that there wasn't that kind of message there before. Don't they have all kinds of, like, Merry Christmas and other things you can use, like some of these Evite things online?
Right, they do, but I think this was buried this week by the new emoticons that they put out.
Oh, right. Why'd they do that?
Because people have been complaining when you press like, they want to say wow, or, they want to dislike it. They wanted more of an option.
Right. So I saw them both on the television, I think, last night. Yeah.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.